I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
10 feet tall, almost 10, but Israel couldn't find anyone worthy, not even King Saul. Your leader should be out front in the battle. Your leader should be out front doing the work, but Saul was one that the nation of Israel wanted. But God said, wait until I give you the okay for the appointment. And there are times God would allow you to do stuff, but it may not be what God wants. He would allow you to do whatever you think is right, but it may not be what God won't. The narrative tells us how David stood before Goliath with nothing but faith and a shepherd's sling and 5 stones as he faced Goliath. This giant had defamed the people of Israel and he had defamed God. I'm stopping myself. This giant had defamed the people and Israel God. And he challenged them to a battle with the loser becoming their slave. And yet, the nation of Israel understood something about slavery. And yet, black folks know a little bit about slavery. Don't you dare think it can't come again. Don't you dare think that it won't raise up its ugly head again. Because when you walk away from God, God will simply knock you down to pick you up. Don't you dare think that just because we live in a land of freedom and opportunity, that it won't come again. Look at us now. But God, who reveal today, tomorrow, and things that are yet to come, will allow those who have a prophetic purpose and a prophetic plan to share his word, to open up the eyes and the ears of those who will hear and see. Not everybody will hear prophetic words and prophetic messages because they think they know the answer, but God is in control. God is handling the atrocities of the world. Amen. My brothers and sisters, when we see what God is up to as believers, we are called to trust God, God's strength that overshadows our own. Knowing that giants will fall, we stand firm on God's power and God's promise. When God's word is activated, it moves everything in the atmosphere. When God speaks, things happen. When God declares it, it will be. For before my word fail, heaven and earth will pass away. God speaks reality, and if God speaks reality, he can speak the purpose and the plan for everything that he has in store. What kind of God is it that can reveal today and tomorrow and know the outcome of it? He is a God that sanctioned, declared, and decreed all things. He is a God who knows the beginning from the end. He is eternal and everlasting. He is the one who sanctioned it, so it must be. He is the one that said there will be a new heaven and a new earth and a new Jerusalem. He is the one that will bring us back to war against the enemy.
Yeah.
Those that are his and are righteous. For not everybody have aligned themselves up with him. Not everybody will call his name. But the Lord is simply saying there will come a time when it must be. when the fulfillment of prophecy will take place, when all of these things will come into fruition. My brothers and sisters, as believers, we must trust God. Standing on our faith will reveal the promises of God. For the Lord has shared that, lo, I am with you always. Yes. This promise emboldens us to face adversity with courage. For the one who commands the mountain, for the one who calms the storm, for the one who walked on our side in every battle, in every valley, and at every point, we are sustained by the steadfast presence of a faithful God who never forsakes us. Yes. Now understand what David said, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. What did this mean for us as believers? It means, my brothers and sisters, when we think about something so great, I thought about something in Matthew 17 and 20. It said, if you have the faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible. So what does that mean? It means the smallest amount of faith, when activated, Brother Gaines, can overcome seemingly impossible obstacles. Oh, you missed it. The smallest amount of faith, when activated, can overcome seemingly impossible obstacle. If you had the faith of a grain of mustard seed, that ain't much, y'all. But if we had a little faith and we activate it, it will activate us moving obstacles out of our life. Your sickness is an obstacle, but your faith ought to be able to tell that sickness to move out of the way. You can't get well because your faith is weighing. When you activate your faith by God's word, he said, if we had the faith, that's a conjunction. Why is it that we cannot use what God has given us? Because we doubt. Because the enemy has already deceived us. And we don't think it can be. Well, I'm just sick. I guess I'm going to be. You ain't got to be sick. God wants everybody to be well. He wants everybody to live a fruitful and a long life. Man was not born in this world to die. Man was born to live. But the enemy came to kill, to steal, and to... And he's doing his job. And so when he say, you got this, you got that, you say, the devil is a lie. Mama been living 97 years, and she said, I ain't gone yet. She's speaking to her situation. Speak to your situation. Verses 43 through 44 states that the Philistine said to David, I am a dog. Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Goliath messed up. Not only is he talking about God's man, but he's disrespecting God as well. Anybody disrespecting God's man? Yes. It is God who places men in position of power and a position of authority. And the world will never understand God's work. And the world will never understand God's plan. Verse 44. And the Philistine said to David, come to me and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. This was a threat. That's what the enemy does. He threatened you with death because he got nothing else that can stop you. So he used what he know frightened you. You know why we're frightened to death? Because it's an unknown. The only man who died and got up was the Lord and still lives. Lazarus died, got up, but Lazarus died again. Jesus died and got up, and Jesus is still alive. Yes, yes. My brothers and sisters, when we look at what God is up to, we see God's power and God's purpose is being activated. Look at how David responds to the threat in verse 45. Then David said to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword, with a spear, Brother Gaines, and with a shield. Three S's. A sword, a spear, and a shield. He said, but there's a conjunction. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. He messed up. One man not only came again, he threatened not only David, but he threatened God and God's army. You better watch who you threaten.
Come on.
Because not only are you threatening God's man and God himself, but you're threatening God's army. David said he came with swords and with spears and a shield. He said, but I come in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou defile. And David said that Goliath would come with all of this stuff, that sword, that spear, and that shield, and all of those things were designed for fighting. They were designed to harm and to kill or to protect the physical body. And that's similar to what the enemy does. He wants to use those things to harm us. Until you call on the name of Jesus. See, I know. When the enemy comes at you and try to take you out, you call on the name of the Lord. And the enemy have to leave town. I got to say it another way. But in God's army, the believer has been bought with a price. In God's army, the believer has security, sanctification, and salvation. Three S's. Yes. Security, sanctification, and salvation. In security, we are told that God is a fortress, a shield, and a refuge in time of trouble. And in Psalm 46 and 1 declare, God is our refuge and our strength, the very present help in trouble. Anybody in trouble, then call on the name of the Lord. So your health is messing up. Don't you dare call on your neighbor. You call on the Lord. Your neighbor got problems themselves.
Amen.
My brothers, in sanctification. Sanctification in Christ is the ongoing process by which believers are set apart, transformed, and made holy through their relationship with Jesus. We are transformed. We are set apart. When you are transformed, God is making something new. We are made holy through our relationship with Christ. Christ did the work. Just as David's confidence did not rest in earthly weapons, but in the presence and the power of God, so too does sanctification begin with surrendering, yielding our lives to the work of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is awesome. It's bad in layman term. The Holy Spirit is tough, and the Holy Spirit is protecting and guiding and holding and conforming and transforming us. In God's army, sanctification is not just a one-time event, but a daily journey. You've got to have this daily, not just on Sunday. We can be holy on Sunday, but like the devil on Monday. Sanctification is an everyday thing. Move me, Lord. Move me. Let me do your will, not mine. My brothers and sisters, we are invited to grow in Christ's likeness, allowing God to reshape our thoughts, our desires, and our action.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministries.